processes related to disarmament. Secondly, the CD is uniquely placed in the disarmament forum to connect human rights to disarmament and weapons in support of a shift towards a more people-centered approach to peace and security. Third, more resources, dedicated expertise and capacities, as well as research and gender-specific programming are needed. In some multilateral process, we have seen the establishment of gender focal points, which can be a good start. Lastly, a technical update to the conference's rules of procedure to reflect the equality between men and women has been discussed over the past years. This issue could be given a further push as a matter of showing progress and true commitment to equality between men and women. Thank you, and I wish you a very fruitful discussion.
I thank Ms. Valovaja very much for her statement. And next, as I explained, the following experts will provide their presentations on the topic. We have first Dr. Diana Esperanza Castillo Castro, advisor to the Office of the Colombian Deputy Minister of Multilateral Affairs for Gender Issues. Until last year, she was a diplomat at the Colombian mission here in Geneva, responsible for the disarmament portfolio. So many of you may know her. Then we have Dr. James Reville, head of the WMD and space security programs at the UNIDIR. His research interests focus on the evolution of regimes dealing with weapons of mass destruction, and he has published widely on this topic. He has contributed inter alia to a UNIDIR publication titled Missing Links, Understanding Sex and Gender-Related Impacts of Chemical and Biological Weapons. Then we have Dr. Marion Mesmer, Senior Research Fellow, Chatham House. She has expertise in arms control, nuclear weapons policy issues, among other fields. Before joining Chatham House, Marion was the co-director of BASIC, an independent think tank where she led on the organization's nuclear risk reduction and disarmament.